and the war. We can somewhere, where to get it in, I don't know, show this, how it kind of, from democracy, that you have this nice democratic country where everything is so neat and tidy and wealthy and so on, civilized, advanced. But then it starts to fall apart. And people, they're living in denial. And leaders of that country, then democratically elected, which doesn't mean much anymore because it's just a matter of a good PR campaign. Of course, they just try to hold on to their power. That's all they have. They don't know anything else than having being a politician, and now they're on the top. They have to stay there. So then all things happen, and they don't know how to deal with it. Economic wars, this war, that war, financial crisis lurking around the corner. What happens, of course, there is opposition. But by now, there is also, I think we should introduce that character from the colonial empire, which is there just in certain old buildings in London, city of London, how they pull the strings. So what happens here is that in this fine democracy, they decide to forbid, ban that which is not democratic. Far-right parties, for instance. So they ban certain political parties. And the general public, they go like, yeah, of course, they were bad. That's what we learned in news. And the politicians in power told us. So we can show on this way how things really get bizarre.